वृंदावन धाम में गुरु वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में
सुनो
कोशिश कर रहे हैं, क्या करेंगे?
अनदर गाइडेंस ऑफ श्री गुरु एंड वैष्णवस
दामोदर व्रत
वी विल ट्राई टू फॉलो
सुस्थ रूप से पालन कर सके
ट्राई टू फॉलो दिस दामोदर व्रत एंड नुर्ज व्रत
बहुत समय मूल्यवान है.
See, this time we have is invaluable.
जो हमारे लिए बड़े दुखदायी होता है.
And also sometimes we are very sad.
भक्तों से
in our lives.
दूर हटते हैं.
But when we leave the devotees, then we become very anguished. For Rupa Goswami, Narottam Thakur is son. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, same or Sampada, same or Bhajana Puja, same Vrata Sai Japa, same Jivaner Jiva. So we should think that if we are really near Rupa Raghunath, then our time is not being wasted.
हम सब प्रभु के चरणारविंद में सदा सर्वदा
we will always be present at the lotus feet of our Prabhu.
नियम सब कुछ
if our नियम is for someone else, then our life is in vain.
और उसके लिए कर्मफल हो जाता है.
Then there will be कर्मफल. We'll have to suffer the fruits of our karma.
आपको भी नहीं छोड़ता.
See, karma will not leave anyone. Therefore, we will make a sankalpa today that, O Damodar, O Radharani, please be merciful that even for one moment will not be wasted. You will not share with anyone else. We will not make fruits of our karma. No one will share the fruits of our karma. We'll have to suffer the fruits of our karma ourselves.
But
if we do bhajan, then we'll see that the fruits we get will be unlimited. It'll always be increasing, the fruits of this karma. But by engaging in kukarma, then no one will share the fruits of our karma. Therefore, Narad Rishi, he said,
Murkho,
that all fools, why are all of you suffering like this, wasting your life? Who will suffer this kukarma? Once Narad Rishi went to Valmiki,
Ratnakar Dasyu,
told him, you are engaging in so much sin, who will take your sin? Then he said, my wife, my children, my father, all of them. Then Naraji said, oh, this is false. Then Valmiki, he said, I'll tie you up to this tree and I'll ask my family. So then he asked his family, will you share my sins? Then his parents said, why should we share your sins? Then his wife said, why should I share your sins? His children said the same thing. So he said, Narad Rishi, he enlightened Valmiki. So now Narad Rishi went to Kuber Lok. There he saw these two demigods, Nalkuber and Manigrif, completely absorbed in sense gratification. Bhoga. They'll suffer so much because of engaging in such sense gratification. So I was thinking, somehow I should save these two boys. So Narad Rishi is greatly merciful, greatly beneficent. So Narad Rishi went and asked Kuber, oh Kuber, where are your two sons? And Kuber said, see, the parents, their dharma is to give birth to children. But what can I do? They are very independent. They have become very demonic. They have become against Bhagavan. Become bhogis, attacharis. This way, I am always remembering Bholenath because Lord Shiva is Kuvera's god brother, and Sankarshan Ram is his guru. So, by the mercy of my god brother, Lord Shiva and Sankarshan Ram, you have been sent here to help me. So, Narad Rishi, listening to these words, he said, okay. See, all the Jivas, they have beautiful bodies. Krishna has given them everything. But still, in spite of Krishna giving them everything, still they become absorbed in this sense gratification, kukarma. So these Jivas are suffering so much because of their kukarma, bad karma. So who will suffer for these fruits of their karma? So now Rishi is praying, oh Gokulpati, oh Gokul Bihari, oh Krishna, especially the guardian, the gopis, gopas, cows, calves. You are the tailor of the entire dynasty of the Gokulvasis. So, I will send these two wicked boys to your lotus feet. Anyhow, these two of them are so attached to their houses, homes. They did not know anything except gratification of the senses. So he said, all right. Narad Rishi, I should save these two boys anyhow. So any forest Narad Rishi would come across, he'd be reminded of Vrindavan. See any mountain, he'd be reminded of Giriraj. See any river, he'd be reminded of Yamuna. So Narad Rishi, when he was going to this Nandan Kanan, these heavenly gardens, he was reminded so much of Vrindavan, Giriraj, Yamuna. So then he was thinking about Radha Kunja Bihari, seeing, oh, see these Kunjas, these Kutiras, and see these two boys, what they're doing. Turn the entire place into hell. Everything should be offered as a gift to Bhagavan. But see what they've done. They just engaged in gratification. Naraji saw that the lotus had millions of lotuses. Beautiful fragrance was seen in the wind. Wind was carrying a beautiful fragrance. So Narad Rishi became very inspired to do kirtan, singing and dancing. So he was thinking, why are they engaged in such jadaras? So Narad Rishi, when he was thinking about this Vrindavan, then he reached the banks of the pond where he saw the two sons of Kuvera. Nalkuver and Manigrif. These two were naked. Young men. They had taken so many apsaras, kinnaras, and enjoying with them. And all the apsaras, seeing Narad Rishi, immediately put their clothes on. And they're standing under the shade of the tree. And these two, they were thinking, where did you come from? I'm enjoying here and we're enjoying here, and why are you trying to disturb us? And this way they were saying many bad things to Narad Rishi. And this way they tried to call those apsaras again to enjoy with them. So then Narad Rishi was thinking what to do. They were saying many bad things. But Narad Rishi did not care. He was absorbed in Harismaran. He didn't care who was criticizing him, who was abusing him, nothing. These words went entering his ears. You see, anyone who is engaged in bad things, bad activities, the fruits only he has to suffer. See, those who are wicked, what do they do? They only like criticizing, they only like doing these things. But Narad Rishi, although they were criticizing him so much, abusing him so much, still he didn't care. But he just kept moving forward. So then they say, he told these two boys, why are you not doing kirtan? He is so engaged in the sense enjoyment. Then Narad Rishi said, all right, this poverty is an eye-opener, anjan. As long as a person is not impoverished, then he cannot see anything. See, those who are very intelligent, beautiful, rich, they are very proud.
कहां नरक जंतना में जाने
के लिए ऑलवेज सफर इन हेल बिकॉज वेरी प्राउड दे विल नॉट रिमेंबर भगवान
तेरे को अब मैं दिखाता हूं दारिद्रता अंजन
सीन इज ऑलरेडी सब कुछ हमें आई विल टेक एवरीथिंग अवे फ्रॉम यू ऑल योर ब्यूटी योर वेल्थ इंटेलिजेंस
गोकुल वृंदावन में जाकर महावन में
दे गो टू गोकुल वृंदावन महावन
सामने
देयर इन नंद भवन यू बिकम ट्रीज
कोई भाग ही नहीं सकता कोई पत्ता काटे डाली काटे
कुछ दिस वे दे कैन नॉट इवन रन एनीवेयर अवे
सेन करना पड़ेगा
दैट टू दे वर कर्स्ड टू स्टे इन वन प्लेस डीप रूटेड
आएगा उपहार
सो व्हाट एवर पीपल विल कम दे विल टेक देयर फ्रूट्स अवे देयर फ्लावर्स एवरीथिंग अवे
इसी की नंद बाबा
सो व्हाई डिड ही सेंड देम टू गोकुल Why? Because then Nanda, before he enters the house, he washes his feet.
So
they will get the Charanamrita of Nanda.
And
their minds will be pure. And this way they will get the Adharamrit. Nanda and all the Vrajavasis. And when the Vrajavasis will come to Nanda Bhavan and sing about Krishna, they will also listen about Krishna's glories from the Vrajavasis.
अब भाग नहीं
सकते। So this way Narad he cursed them. Now you stand one place now.
एक जगह टिकता नहीं।
Now you are deeply in one place.
आया भजन करने को उठन लगे कपड़े।
Or else you'll be there, be running here and there.
भगवान ने कितने सुंदर तन मन सब दिया।
भगवान has given very beautiful body, mind.
But
we are attached.
इससे नारद बोले।
To the objects of the senses.
पैर में बड़े देने से भग जाएगा।
So Narad she said, alright, I will change them.
भगवान से बोल गया, खोल दो। जैसे देवों की बोलते दिन रात कहे थे। खोल दो,
जेल से निकाल दो। They were king, so they were in prison. They were thinking, oh, when will we be free from this jail?
Then
Krishna said, all right, you wait for 10 more years in prison, then I will open these chains.
Or else,
if you leave from the jail, then you forget me. You won't remember me if you leave prison. So therefore, you always remember me.
ये वरदान है।
And staying in prison.
ऐसे भी जो भी जन्म मिल जाए पेड़ के जन्म
So if we get this birth as a tree, then this is a blessing in Gokul especially.
कथा कीर्तन चरणामृत
Then we'll get this कथा कीर्तन चरणामृत very easily.
भक्त लोग पकड़ करके आलिंगन करके तभी तो जाएंगे छुएंगे तो
And then the devotees will touch us.
तभी तो कल्याण है
They will embrace us.
हम भक्तों को चरण धूल लेना नहीं चाहते हम तो स्पर्श भी नहीं करना चाहते
We don't want the foot dust of the devotees, but still, Anyhow, we will get their foot dust.
Devotees
will bless us. We have these forms as trees in Nanda Gokul.
Shri
Chakravarti Thakur, he says that this poverty is not something ordinary. Someone, Bhagavan, if he makes someone very poor, then it is very good. Then he will be humble, if he slaps him, he will be alright.
और भगवान से रोते हैं प्रार्थना करते हैं
रोना आता है
अहंकारी व्यक्ति कोर्ट कचहरी कर लेगा
गुंडा बनकर चला जाएगा किंतु कोर्ट केस
क्या करेगा उसको तो कुछ है ही नहीं
इल्से एंड ऑल दिस गुंडास बदमाशेस
कितने की पालू भगवान ने कहा
नारद जी इज वेरी मर्सीफुल
भगवान
व्हाट इज ही सेड वन हु आई फेवर आई स्टील एवरीथिंग अवे फ्रॉम हिम देन ही विल बी निष्किंचन अकिंचन देन ही विल ऑलवेज बी कॉलिंग आउट टू
मी
और इफ ही हैव समथिंग देन ही लव्स फैमिली ही लव्स सोसाइटी नेशन एंड ऑल दीस थिंग्स
अभी हम लोग
सो नारद ऋषि ही
नोट करके कहा अब दामोदर
मास ही कर्स्ड
दामोदर नियम सेवा क्यों
So what is this Damodar Vrata?
This is Damodar Vrata. Radha Damodar Vrata.
On this day, on Sharadiya Ras Purnima, the first day of Radha Damodar Vrata, Krishna, he desired. I came to Braj, but all the birds, animals, insects, they should all have pain. Then they'll never leave me and go anywhere else. Or else if one doesn't have Bhagavat Prem, then one is very hungry for Prem. He'll go where there is Prem. One cannot stop him from going to that place. Krishna is thinking, if I don't give this apratita to Braj Prem, then they'll never come near me.
साधन तो बहुत किया साधन
become sadhan siddha. But still, they'll take something away from me and they'll leave. They will not stay in one place and they'll suffer more. How much will suffer? Bhagavan, he desired that this, I have to give this prem. So he was thinking. So this way, by this prem, although I am unconquerable, I will be conquered. I cannot be bound by anyone, but by this prem, I can be bound. Or else by this jada prem, I cannot be bound. Material love. This material love only will get material people. But you will not get Bhagavan. So what did he do? Then Bhagavan Shakti Srimati Radhika. She manifested millions of her manifestations. Who did this? Radharani, she did this. She saw that how can I fulfill Krishna's desires if I'm alone? How can I give this wealth of prem to all the jivas? Therefore, I have to fulfill Krishna's desires. Say, Damodar, he is bound by this rope of prem. What is this rope? This rope is prem. No, else he will be bound by prem. Bali Maharaj, he asked for blessing from Vamandev that please stay near my door. I have 50 doors, please stay in each of these doors. So he bound Bhagavan by his prem. But still, this is not completely pure. And Lakshmi, she went. And she requested that Vamandev be sent along with her. So in one form he stayed there in Bali, in one form he went away in Lakshmi. So Bhagavan, he wants to relish prem of Premi Bhakta. He desires that he be bound in the heart of his Premi Bhakta. Or else, where is Jada Prem? You see, material body, only they are bound, material souls. You see, they marry each other, then they fight so many things. They go to court, fight cases against each other. Then divorce. So who is this love, true love? Therefore, Bhagavan says no. Bhagavan thought, today, on the Sharad Punyama, Radharani, she manifested millions of her forms, as who has all the gopis. In this way, the Sadhan Siddhas are the association of the Nitya Siddhas. And this way, the Nitya Siddhas, they taught the Sadhan Siddhas how to do seva. What is the nature of this Bhagavat Prem? How to bind this Damodar forever? How can we give a place for this Damodar in our hearts? You know, so many people have places in our hearts. All these Brahmarakshas, all those switches, all of them. But how can we have a place for Bhagavan in our hearts? Srimati Radhika, she is called Urjeshwari. This is her Vata, Urjavat. So for 1 month, Radharani, she is distributing her Shakti to everyone. Without Shakti, there is no Bhakti. Without Shakti, how can one do Bhakti without this potency? One doesn't have this aprakat Shakti, how can he do bhajan, Bhakti? Cannot do it. You see, without this Chitbal, aprakat Bal, you can never know yourself. By mundane strength, what can you achieve? You cannot achieve Bhagavan. It is not that one who is very strong physically, he can do bhajan. So Srimati Radhika, she has given this 1 month time to bind Damodar within her hearts. In 15 days, Mother Yashoda bound him. And in 1 month, all the manjaris, they bound Krishna's cloth with Radharani's wing, Anchal. saying don't leave Radharani and go anywhere else.
क्या किया सर पुण्य में रात को सर्दी रात शुरू हुआ तो
सर्दी रात यात्रा
रास का मतलब ये नहीं समझना कि लाला मजनू की
don't think that this Rasa Leela means like mundane lovers enjoying with each other now. Rasa Leela means शिक्षक राजेंद्र नंदन कृष्ण ही विद दिस अप्राकृत कीर्तन अप्राकृत नृत्य सिंगिंग डांसिंग स्टशिंग ऑल द गोपीज रशिंग प्रेम विद देम नॉट दैट दे आर एंजॉयिंग ईच अदर लाइक मंडेन लवर्स दिस रस इज नॉट टू बी फाउंड इन एनी ऑफ द 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स दिस आर पाताल लोक इवन वैकुंठ शब्द ब्रह्म दिस अप्राकृत रस शब्द ब्रह्म
आज शाम को
Krishna himself, he emitted this bija mantra clean on his flute. And then he initiated everyone by his mantra, attracted everyone. Taratri means for one entire night of Brahma, not 12 hours. Brahmaratri means like billions of years, means all the four yugas combined together. For all these millions and millions of years, Krishna he enjoyed with the gopis. In this way, the full moon manifested.
In
this way, the full moon illuminated the entire forest, also everyone's hearts, and this prem was suffused in everyone's hearts. So this is not only by sadhana, not by siddhi, not by any other. Do sadhana, then you'll get the dharmartha kam moksha. Else even Vaikuntha. You will not get braj, never possible. So Naradashi is so merciful.
Our
Guru Arga is so merciful. We don't know anything about our Guru Arga, still Gurudev, he called us here to Vrindavan. Like you see, an orphan boy. You see, a boy, what does he need? He needs only the milk of his mother.
You
see, drink the milk of his mother, he grows into a young boy.
This is Prakrit Ras.
Krishna himself, to give this Prakrit Ras, he has appeared today. I am initiated. This is Ras Leela. And this Damodar Vrata commences today. This Niyam Seva is followed today, so that Damodar is happy. So, if with Vrajadevis, then Srimati Radhika herself, who is Vrajeshwari, Pramoda Kananeshwari, Rameshwari, Shameshwari, she is the goddess of Umara, Sattva, Sachi, everyone. Chandravali, they're all her manifestations. One is under the Anugatya of these Kinkaris of Srimati Radhika. Accept their shelter, then they will teach us.
They
say Damodar will be happy. Damodar is only happy. By when one takes shelter of his near and dear ones. So 1 month time has been given. Take shelter of Damodar. No need to do any sadhan bhajan, any dhan dakshina, nothing. No need to do anything. Just under the guidance of Srimati Radhika and all the sakis, manjaris, and just follow what they say. And they say, pray to Srimati Radhika and all the sakis. They will teach us. They will empower us. They will give us this rasa. They will give this wealth of prem. They will make you strong for Bhagavad Seva. This Kartik Vrat Niyam Seva is not possible anywhere else. Only one who has this Manjari Bhav, Kuti Bhav, this Anugatya Vrajadevis, they can give this wealth and they can make us proceed.
Or
else, just for fasting, living nirjala, it will not give us anything. Gurudev used to say that this Kartik Vrat is the month of Rajeshwari. During this 1 month, decorate Srimati Radhika very nicely, do nice kirtan, offer nice bhoga. If you do all these things, then she becomes so happy. In this way, Krishna will be very happy. When he listens to the glorification of Srimati Radhika. So if one sings Radharani's glories, then Krishna becomes very happy. If you sing about Krishna, Radharani becomes happy. This is the essence of all instructions that Narottam Thakur has spoken. If you chant Krishna, Radharani is happy. Chant Radhanam, Krishna is happy. Everything else only results in misery. By other things, you will not have bhakti. Therefore, I won't leave any these things aside, I won't go anywhere else. Therefore, being under the guidance of the Rasik Bhaktas, and by doing kirtan, and by taking their remnants, then Bhagavad Kripa will surely be had. This wealth of prem can be had. So I'll stop here now. Only have half an hour in the morning. In the evening also, I'll do Harikatha, I'll speak Harikatha in the evening. Because the Western devotees cannot understand Hindi, so for them I'll speak in English. So therefore, I'll speak Harikatha in English also in the evening.
Maharaj Ji, bole ye, tum videsh mein jana hai, videshi banna hai.
So, Gurudev, he desires that therefore, in the evening, I'll speak to everyone. Therefore, I'll speak in the evening there. This Gurudev has given mercy to everyone. Once I asked one small boy, you've taken diksha. He said, oh yes, I do bhajan under the guidance of the gopis. I do Krishna bhajan. So then who has taught you? And he said, oh, Guru Maharaj has taught us. Then he said, oh, Gurudev, he never even taught us these things. But he has taught small children also. Even a small child wants to be the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So therefore, the seed has been planted in everyone's hearts by Gurudev. So Gurudev has called everyone here. So he's given everyone adhikar for this Rasmai Bhakti. In this way they're doing seva very nicely. So Gurudev will be happy if I'm under their anugatya. Only one Gurudev's happiness. Therefore,
but
still, Hindi devotees requested that Hindi katha be spoken in the morning. Therefore, I will try my best to speak katha in Hindi in the morning. So then I have half an hour. So then today is parikrama also and there is sankalpa there. Then everyone said, therefore, yakya. So we don't do this ahuti, then how will you get this chitbal, spiritual strength? Also, there will be Abhishek then of Panchata, Radha Krishna. Because on this day of Sharad Purnima, Radha Krishna, they appeared. Radharani, she appeared on this day. Radharani, she desired that I will manifest all these sakis and manjaris and teach Krishna Seva to everyone. Therefore, she appeared with Lalita and Vishakha here. I heard you brought Lalita and Vishakha, you left Mahaprabhu. This is different from Prabhupada's line. But then I saw that even the Panchatattva came. They came by themselves. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, let me see now, who will say something about you? So Mahaprabhu himself, he came. Therefore, I don't care about what others say, but still, Mahaprabhu's blessings, everything is going on very nicely.
गुरु महाराज पहले आए, कोई नहीं था यहाँ.
गुरुदेव ही केम फर्स्ट. Then Gurudev, we start calling everyone. For wherever this Hariras is, there everything is present. So we pray today, Guru Maharaj Lord's feet. Gurudev, he called us to Vrindavan. He himself is making sure that everyone is doing kirtan. Then he himself is looking after everyone. Today is also Param Gurudev's Tirumati. He listen in the evening now, no time. We'll do Nagar Sankirtan. Then do puja there at Yamuna. Pray there. You pray humbly, you should have patience, you can have bhakti. Then Bhagavan will give all good qualities, but we'll have to try. So you pray to Yamuna Devi, O Vishakha Devi, O Yamuna Devi. That all you have, the foot dust of all the gopis, all the Vajvasis, this wealth of Braj. So please give us this mercy, give us this adhikar. To be bathed in Brajadas. So by praying, Yamuna Devi, then she will inundate our hearts also with this bhakti ras.
See,
Yamuna Devi, she is the daughter of Suryadev. Maharaj is her elder brother. So she told the father, you see everything from how many people are sinful and everything. But please, anyone who bathes in my waters, you must forgive them. And she told her brother, Yam, if anyone comes to me, then don't touch them. I won't say anything to them. See, this person has come to me. Therefore, what do you do? Every year, he would go to Mathura and there he would do Sankalpa there with all the devotees. Because Mathura Devi, she is Yamuna's Sakhi, Priya Sakhi. And there, they would do this Viratiti of Param Gurudev. They would go to Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumudvan, Bhavulavan. Then they would go this Chaurasi Kosh, Vajmandal Parikrama. So tomorrow we will listen all this katha. Also this parikrama, there is so much more to be done. Speak Param Gurudev's glories. How can we follow this Dhamma Vrata? Please follow in this one life properly. Because life is invaluable. Narada-shi understood, not just Nalukovar Manigiri, even we are following in their footsteps. He's trying to purify us also. Saying, go, stay at the Lord's feet of Guru and Vaishnavas, then your life will be successful. Because we don't know anything, but we know one thing. The Guru Varga are very merciful. Whatever they're giving, we will take them. Or else we have nothing else left. We are sinners, we are wretched. Like Yamuna Devi, she is always looking after us. Whatever sins we have, all these things, miseries. See, just by going to Yamuna, all these things will go away, all our offenses, sins. We only have to pray. If the one is independent, then how can she will not interfere with anyone. So they say, if you go there, immediately her help is there. She'll make all arrangements. They say the Gop Kumaris, they were weeping so much. And then Yamuna Devi, she said, I know how sad all of you are. So don't give up your bodies, don't give up your lives. I will help you. He said. And she called Vrindadevi. She told Vrindadevi, you gave them Diksha mantra. And then Vrindadevi, she gave these Diksha mantras to all of them. Then for 1 month you chant these mantras, you'll have Nitya Siddhi. So Yamuna Devi is very merciful. We cannot understand this.
Tomorrow. Jai. Jai.